WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And in the studio with me this morning is a local group, Lua, and we have Miles and Estella and David here this morning. And they're going to be playing a series, and we'll be talking more about it at Bell Rio at lunchtime. So I just want to say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How about if you start and tell us just a little blurb about what's going to be happening on Saturday at Bell Rio. What is this program that you guys are putting together for them?
Well, the word is munch. It's music and lunch. David and I run a music program for infants, toddlers, preschoolers, and their parents called Blue Ridge Music Together. So we have a lot of families with small children, mostly children 0 to 5. And being a parent myself and being a musician, I haven't been able to get out a whole lot at night. Mostly because I just really am kind of feeling done with the smoky bar scene. So we were like, it's really important for families, particularly families with children who can't really get out at night, to have access to the amazing music that goes on in the evening times. A lot of the music from the series is from Latin America and other parts of the world. We have groups such as Beleza Brazil, which is a Brazilian samba, mixed, fused with other varieties of music from Brazil and the America, from the United States. And then we also have our group, which is a lot of son jarocho from Mexico, cumbias from Colombia, and fojo from Brazil, mixed with roots music, folk music from the United States, and a variety of other groups as well, like Bruni, Latin, boleros, rock music, Jamal Milner, some jazz and Afro-Latin music, amazing musicians that have been in the area for about, I don't know, since 2001. There's a salsa group, a flamenco group. So it's called Munch, and it is going to be at Bell Rio starting this coming Saturday at 11:30, from 11:30 to 2 o'clock. And it's gonna, there's a buffet also associated with it. So basically it's for families to come and enjoy food with their families while they're listening to music and participating in a live musical environment.
We've got Lua here in the WNRN studios this morning. How about if you give us a sample of what people may experience at Bell Rio on Saturday?
Okay. This is called La Llorona, and it's a song from Mexico.
Salías del templo un día, llorona, cuando al pasar yo te vi. Hermoso huipil llevabas, llorona, que la Virgen te creí. Ay de mi llorona, 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 de ayer y hoy. Ayer maravilla fui llorona y ahora ni sombra soy. Dicen que no tengo duelo, llorona, porque no me ven llorar. Hay muertos que no hacen ruido, llorona, y es más grande su penar. Tápame con tu rebozo, llorón, porque muero de frío. Thank you. me dicen negra llorona, soy negro, pero cariñoso. Yo soy como el chile verde, llorona, picante, pero sabroso.
WNRN. We've got Lua in the WNRN studios. They're going to be playing at Bel Rio on Saturday. And tell us a little bit about how, in our conversation to set up this interview, I know that you and your husband, at least one of you, was familiar, had lived in Charlottesville for a while, and then after much traveling, learning a lot of this music that you're playing, you decided to come back to Charlottesville. So tell us a little bit more about that whole journey of being in Charlottesville, going away, and coming back.
It's been an amazing journey, actually. I met David here in 98, and we started playing music together in an African, a West African-style music group called, with Sheikh Amala Diabate. And it inspired me to go and travel and explore my roots music in Mexico. And David had fallen in love with Brazilian music a long time before meeting me. And so we just decided on going on a trip together. So we started in Mexico, and we went over land through just about every country in Mexico, Central and South America together. And he ended up in Brazil studying for a while, and I ended up in Peru studying music for a while, exploring and sharing music with people from different cultures, musicians and artists of all kinds. And we've done a lot of traveling together over the years in very similar places in the United States and Europe, and playing music. And we got pregnant a year and a half, no, two, a little over 2 years ago. And we came back before that and had been hanging out with some friends here and just realized, wow, Charlottesville really is our home. The music and the trees here, the crickets, the peepers, I mean, it's just, it's very clear why people call Charlottesville the hook, you know? It's just a wonderful place, and we've been to so many places all throughout the world, and this is definitely one of the coolest. So that's what brought us back here, and
plus probably many birth alternatives that here. You've got the, you know, teaching hospital, you have the smaller hospital, you probably have all sorts of, you probably have people who can help you give birth in your home.
That's exactly what we did. we had our little Luna in our house. Yeah, so she was brought into the world by me, my husband, and our midwife. Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and kind of an interesting series of concerts that you'll be giving for families and children on Saturdays at Bel Rio. Give us kind of a list of some of the people who will be participating. You guys are starting off the main event this Saturday, 11:30 to 2 at Bel Rio, where there'll be certainly performing music, but asking people to participate. So how are you going to ask people to participate in the music?
Do you want to answer that question, Dave?
We got David here. It's going to talk to us.
So I suppose the primary way that people are going to participate is, in essence, by understanding that they're invited to participate. One of the things that, you know, really strikes me about this particular culture is that it is a culture of observation more than participation. And so
you're talking about the American
culture in the United States.
Okay.
One of the things that was really powerful for, I believe, both of us, but, you know, me in particular, in our travels in Latin America, was the way in which the public was included in the musical experience in a very organic way. You know, when you go to see music in Brazil, there's going to be an enormous amount of people in the audience that are dancing to that music and feeding their energy back to the musicians, which creates this wonderful positive feedback loop. And that is understood as being part of the experience. Now, as far as Munch goes, we are hoping to, over time, develop a program that has, I would say, some built-in structural elements that are really encouraging that participation. I am a teacher of small children, and part of my job is to include families and their kids into the musical experience. It's going to be a new thing for me to bridge that divide between being the teacher in a classroom environment where we're doing curriculum-oriented music and utilizing the same series of techniques to include people within the context of a live setting of various different groups that are performing, some of them who have an infrastructure for including people, some of them who do not. And we'll see how that develops over time. But mainly the real reason why we're doing this is because we just really want to give families an opportunity to be a part of an evolving musical culture that's happening right here in Charlottesville, particularly amongst the various strands of Latin world roots music. And there's a lot of people coming together right now to do that. And it is very accessible music for families. And we just figured that if we present it at a time when people could come, then they would bring their own energy and ideas, and over time would evolve that concept to see what it really means to be participating in a evolving human and musical culture.
We've got Lua here in the WNRN studios this morning. They're starting a series for families and children at Bel Rio, so you can have lunch and participate in the music there, starting this Saturday, starting at 11:30. More music from you this morning? What have you got for us?
Sure. We could play a cumbia from Colombia.
En la mar.
En la mar, mis penas de calmar en la mar, en la mar. Mis penas de
WNRN. Lua is my guest in WNRN studios this morning. They're going to be starting a new series at Bel Rio on Saturday called Munch for Music and Lunch put together, and asking for families to come and participate in the music there this Saturday. We're going to have more music and conversation in just a minute. It is 9:20. My name's Ann Williams. Floyd Fest happening in just a couple of weeks in Floyd, Virginia, and we're going to have some tickets to that event a little bit later on. My guest in the WNRN studios this morning, Lua. They are going to be at Bel Rio on Saturday and starting a series for family and children to participate in music. One of the things I know from my time, my kids participating in Irish music, was actually one of the reasons that it appealed to me, was that whole idea of a community coming together and mm-hmm. singing and dancing and just being a part of the whole music scene. Mm-hmm. And even as an onlooker, which usually was my role, I just felt a part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I learned from studying it just as a, is that there were lots of different rhythms that had different dances that went to them. Mm-hmm. Each had different names and different dances that went to the different rhythms, like a hornpipe, you dance in a particular way. Obviously, most people know waltzes and stuff like that. But tell us a little bit about the rhythms of the music of Mexico and Colombia and Peru and Brazil. What do those tell about the music that you play? When are there dances that go with them?
Absolutely. And actually, there's one thing that I wanted to point out is I was just talking with Terry Allard yesterday just about how in Virginia, I mean, the folk roots music people of Virginia, you know, folks who play like bluegrass and the Irish music and, you know, old time, and they do a fantastic job of bringing out the roots music of Virginia during the day. So families, a lot of families do participate in that. So it's kind of like myself. I grew up in Luray, Virginia. So clogging and old time and fiddle music and bluegrass and all that is just a part of my makeup. Immediately when I hear it, I want to clock, you know? So it's like that's sort of there in this music that we're bringing is very much a new root in the Charlottesville community. And one of the things that we learned when we started traveling is, wow, like Mexico has its own style of folk roots music that has their styles of instruments. Like this is the jarana, which is the percussive stringed instrument of a style of music called son jarocho that is very much like the music here in Virginia that we use for clogging. And they have different styles of dances that go with different songs. Very similar in Peru, in Colombia, in Brazil. Is there anything you want to add, David, about the particular styles of music that we play, the fojo, the cumbia?
Well, yeah, I mean, the one thing to keep in mind as far as keeping with the dances is to the roots of a lot of the music that has appealed to us as we were traveling through Latin America and which we play now, which are essentially various styles of Mexican regional music from the north of Mexico, as well as waltzes from the center of Mexico and son jarocho music. And then we play some cumbia music from Colombia and fojo from Brazil, is that you're essentially looking at a cultural blend of African rhythms with Eastern European and Mediterranean harmonic and melodic influences. And so one of the things you'll notice is that the dances that are associated with those musics are a blend of very rhythmic African dancing with a lot of the group dancing that you would find in the folk cultures of the Mediterranean and Eastern Europe. So, you know, I don't know that we necessarily have the choreography of a lot of the songs together. That wasn't really my specialty. When we were traveling, I was mainly interested in picking up forms of music and playing with other musicians. But I was very inspired by the dancing. And I think mm-hmm. that my hope is that if we can lay out to the families what are these different rhythms and how they work and present that in a way that is recognizable to them, then perhaps we can come up with our own dances. And that to me is what interests me, is how can we, you know, make people feel included so that their own creativity and their own impulse towards, you know, invention is encouraged. And particularly when we look at the way in which kids will respond in a very organic, natural way to music, that's very free of thinking about it intellectually, and say, can we just adapt some of their ideas and turn that into a form or into something that we all do together? That is
and
very interesting.
There are also people in the community that we're hoping will start to come out of the woodworks, and there already are, just since we put this out there, who are familiar with these styles of dances. A great example is there's a flamenco group in town called Toma Que Toma, and the guitarists for that are like Berto Sales, who's from Brazil, but he is in love with flamenco music and knows it very traditionally, and Peter Richardson, Madeline Holly Sales also sings and plays with that. But then there are also a number of dancers who come out who have studied flamenco dancing folklorically. But the other night when I went to go and watch them, Madeline was singing a blues tune over top of a flamenco rhythm, and the flamenco dancers were dancing out the rhythm. And in another song, they were playing a salsa song, but they were using flamenco steps to dance the rhythms out on their feet, but to a salsa beat. So this is very Charlottesvillean, and it's awesome. And this is the kind of environment that we want to create during the day for families to be able to create their own styles, but also have that influence of the traditional roots movements, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
Lua is in studio this morning. They will be at Bel Rio on Saturday starting at 11:30 to have families and children participate. One more live tune this morning?
Sure.
Okay.
So this is a forró tune from Brazil. A todo mundo do piscinho, perguntando por meu bem, vendo o coração vacio, vivo acima da piscina, sabia bem pra também. Tu que ando pelo mundo,
sabia.
Tu que tanto já voou,
sabia.
Tu que falas passarinho,
sabia.
Alivia minha dor. Temos pena de,
sabia.
Temos por favor,
sabia.
Tu que ando pelo mundo.
Sabia.
Onde anda o meu amor?
Sabia.
Todo mundo topicio, perguntando por meu bem, vendo o coração vacio, vivo acima da piscina, sabia bem pra também. A todo mundo topicio, perguntando por meu bem, vendo o coração vacio, vivo acima da piscina, sabia bem pra também. Do que ando pelo mundo,
sabia.
Tu que tanto já voou,
sabia.
Tu que falas passarinho,
sabia.
Alivia minha dor. Temos pena de,
sabia.
Temos por favor,
sabia.
Tu que ando pelo mundo,
sabia.
Onde ando meu amor,
sabia.
Tu que tanto já voou,
sabia.
tanto piscinho, perguntando como vem. Vendo o coração vazio, vivo acima da piscina, sabia me encantar.
WNRN, Lua, my guests in the WNRN studios this morning. They will be playing Bel Rio Saturday, 11:30 for Munch, a new program there featuring music and lunch and participation from everyone who shows up. Well, I want to thank you all for coming out and playing so beautifully and talking about your music and what's going to be happening at Bel Rio on Saturday.
Thanks so much, Anne, for having us.
Thank you.
And if people want to participate with you to learn more about your programs in terms of teaching small kids, how do they get in touch with you?
You can either catch us online at www.blueridgemusictogether.com or give us a call. And give us a call on there or drop us an email. 293-6361, 293-6361.
Well, thanks again, and good luck with this program. Sounds like a really exciting chance for people to come out and participate in some really interesting music.